Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
This is the Hagman Report, where truth can't be silenced. Day number 59, I believe, of America held hostage by the communist, globalist, leftist scumbaggery, the wannabe overlords of our, not just our nation, but our planet, but specifically our nation, because we are the speed bump in the war against this globalization. And of course, it's we're well into month number two, maybe starting month three, of the militarization of our Capitol grounds. Although they are moving the fences back, they're just and dropping them just a little bit in height. They're replacing the concertina wire all across the fencing, and of course, magnetometers stay. But this is the house of the people, and the military staying there, of course, the military presence. Why? Well, of course, it is to protect them from you and I, from we the people. And that's still a good thing. Let me ask you a question out there to the people listening and viewing this. If we had no Second Amendment rights, or if our guns were taken away, or in some cases, if the, and pardon this expression, if the cucks, and that's cuckolds, short for cuckolds, a Shakespearean term, beta males, if they would turn in their weapons, do you think that, I'm asking, do you think that that fencing would still be there if the government was not afraid of an unarmed populace? I don't know. And you can comment on that if you'd like in the comments section of Rumble. If you go to Rumble, Hagman Report on Rumble, then you can comment galore there and discuss that, of course. But that's an interesting thing I happen to be thinking about here in the earlier today and in the early morning hours. We've got to have a great show lined up for you, a tremendous show. Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, qfiles.2.0, and, of course, don't forget, you've got to, I'll tell you what, there's a conference coming up that you've got to make sure you are signed up for, and we're going to be talking about that momentarily. But before we get into the essence of today's show, something caught my attention today. Did you happen to see, folks, or do you remember that drag queen story hour, that picture of whatever, he, she, it, whatever the pronoun is to use, I don't know. I mean, I just use it. Telling stories to children. I don't know. Eric the Tech is quite busy, and we may have a picture of that just to remind you. Remember the drag queen story hour. You remember how celebrated that was? It was a figure with the horns sticking out and reading to children. There it is on the left. There, yeah. Well, in fact, you know what, Eric? How great this is. You don't have to switch between screens. Well, the brainchild of that program here in the United States, guess what? He is a Milwaukee. Yeah, hang on. Hold on a second, because the headline doesn't really do this justice. He is a He served as a Milwaukee children's court judge. Can you imagine? In charge of the children, a Milwaukee judge, a Milwaukee children's judge in the children, circuit, a branch five of Milwaukee County Circuit Court that deals with children, is the brainchild of Drag Queen Story Hour. That demonic figure on the left of your screen. That's the genesis of that, at least this iteration of that, is that guy in the middle. And of course, on the right of that mugshot, You'll see such a happy parent, a happy mom with a child dressed all in the rainbow attire, smiling. Oh, yes. Let's all be inclusive. Well, see, this guy was arrested and charged with the possession of child pornography. But the further you dig in this, guess what? He not only allegedly possessed it, he allegedly produced it. Now think about that for a moment. Hey, mom, to the right, how you liking it now? Or maybe that's the whole thing all along, right? Well, we're dealing with multiple levels of extinction of our race. Obviously, we're at war. We have been, the global elite have declared war upon us, conservative Christians, Western culture and civilization, but specifically conservative Christians, the true biblical Christians, because we stand for the nuclear family. We stand against the depravity shown in that video image or in the headlines. We stand against all of that because, you know, it's science, right? They tell us to believe in science. If the parts don't fit, well, you got to quit. Quit reproducing, I suppose. And maybe that's the goal all along, of course. And then the extinction elsewise. And I reference, of course, the jab. Remember Steve Quayle saying, shot in the arm, shot in the head. Either way, you're dead. You'll end up dead. They want us dead. They want us dead. Human extinction, the extinction of the human race. At least those they cannot control. And they'll leave a little sliver out there so they can control and use that little sliver of the population, the elite that is, as slaves, subjugated servants to their perverse needs. All right. I want to thank you for tuning in today. Don't forget, we're also on Roku. You can watch us on Roku. Please subscribe to us on Rumble as well as Brighteon. And we're heard all across the globe on Global Star Radio Network, as well as iHeart, Spreaker, iTunes, the whole nine yards. Before I bring Steve on, folks, visit the Satellite Phone Store, satellitephonestore.com, for the Steve Quayle special. I got to tell you, this is a great special. The phone comes free, essentially, and you pay a monthly fee. This is right now, this is the way to communicate, or will be the way to communicate when everything goes down. Satellitephonestore.com. The link is on stevequayle.com, and the link is on hagmanreport.com. All right, so do that today, because we never know when that event will be, when we can't phone our loved ones, or you have a situation where you need to talk with someone or get information, and you can't. So please do that. Check it out at Satellite Phone Store. Go to stevequayle.com or hagmanreport.com and take advantage of that. All right, Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, Q-Files 2.0, and the guy behind it, an upcoming conference with an A-list of guests talking about what's taking place today. Without further ado, Steve Quayle. How you doing, Steve?
Good, Doug, and I'm glad we're opening with that article on the judge and on the perversion of the nuclear family. I think what is critical that people must get now, forget that you said, oh, it's all fear porn or everything. There is a global operation underway to destroy, first and foremost, the nuclear family. Second of all, to destroy the upcoming generation of human children through abortion, child ritual murder, child cannibalism, child sex trafficking, child snuff filming, and Doug, the entire military in the last week has gone off the charts. I want to read something, and I want you to know that I don't know the exact date, but this is from Nahum, the Old Testament prophet, 3:13. That would be March 13th, and I'm just wondering when the date. Now, here's what it says. In the King James, it says, surely your people in your midst are women. The gates of your land are wide open for your enemies. fire shall devour the bars of your gates. Now, the New International Version, the New Living Translation, and the English Standard Version, and the Berean Study Bible, and a bunch of the others say that this is how it reads. Look at your troops. They are all weaklings. The gates of your land are wide open to your enemies. Fire has consumed the bars of your gates. That means your protection's down. Your covering's gone. And we have literally a defense secretary who, in my opinion, there's something very unusual about him as in a non-human entity. And I say that not because of his color, not because of his position on his, you know, whatever stand on every letter of the alphabet combination. But there's something very strange about him. Now, this is what's important. I don't know if it's the 13th of March, but I thought it very unusual that Nahum 3:13, March, January, February, March, and the entire, if you will, how do I say, let's just call it the feminization, the emasculation of the American fighting man by those who were placed into command by the former president of the United States, not Donald Trump, the abomination that made us desolate, who represented those positions, play on words, that was, let's say this, the pro everything God is against movement. Okay, that's what the basis of today's program is. Ladies and gentlemen, we're facing the genetic annihilation of humankind. Forget the vaccine word. Use injected messenger RNA, or let's just say this, the transformation of humans into non-humans by injecting something foreign. And do you really think they're going to tell us everything that's in those vaccines? It's my contention, Doug, that globally, it doesn't matter if you have sex robots. What do sex robots do? Either sex. What do? They basically stop genetic reproduction. God gave mankind when he created Adam and Eve. He built the family. There's nothing the devil hates more than the family. There's nothing the devil's working on more to corrupt than the family. It's gotten into the church. It's gotten perversion is in the church. Divorce is the word of the day. Now it's live together. Now it's tuples, quadruples, whatever else. The bottom line is that, ladies and gentlemen, look beyond the obvious and say, what group of entities, and I'm going to use the word entities. When I use that word, it means that they are not human any longer. They're either possessed or they're the manifestation of something that's very invisibly evil. Because the Bible tells us that even Satan himself can manifest as an angel of light. So, ladies and gentlemen, what Doug opened the show with, we are watching in real time the total destruction of the nuclear family. We're watching the destruction of the earning capacity of any family because it takes money to feed your kids. We're watching the human race being turned into a food source. And let's just call it what it is, Soylent Red. The amount of cannibalism stories are filling the headlines now of the day. The perversion of, you know, ordering up your favorite sausage made from this celebrity or this rock star's human muscle tissue, artificial meat. Remember, this is what Bill Gates is all about. All about. Good night. Abaddon, the destroyer of humanity. The thing is he's trying to destroy your ability to eat, your ability to procreate, your ability to do everything, and he's doing it through the B word. I'm talking about the insidious injection that has one goal in mind, the destruction of the human genome and the end of the perpetuation of the human race. Doug, is that kind of blunt? Is that as clear as I can make it? I mean, you're better sometimes at making things clearer. That's not flattery. It's just true.
I think that drives it right home. I really do. I mean, it's simple as that. We don't have to sugarcoat anything. And people can see what's going on, I think. I really do. I think, you had mentioned about the Pentagon. I don't think people realize what has taken place over the last several days. I don't know if Eric has it or can show it. There's the, from the SecDef, Lloyd Austin, that memo saying, you know what, Biden issued these orders about the LGBTQ plus community, and y'all better take this seriously. And if not, I can link it to the in the program description box. But it was issued just on the 12th or 13th, and like you were saying, and it was there it is right there. This memorandum from the or to the senior for the senior Pentagon leadership commander. Commanders of the combatant commands, folks, you can see it on the screen. If you're watching or if you're listening to this by way of radio, go ahead and go to stevequayle.com or the Hagman Report show page. The link will be in there. But nonetheless, Steve, I think you know what? I don't know how better that you could say this. This is an all-encompassing human extinction event, as you and I spoke about before coming on air. Events, plural, the people behind this. The thing you said last week too about cannibalism, you know, when it becomes mainstream, wow, it's becoming mainstream.
Tribulation. You know, there are people that will argue with me, some people, you know, I know we've known together, but the bottom line is that the volcanoes now are absolutely going massive in the amount of material they're ejecting into the upper atmosphere. And Doug, just FYI, for the people that sign up for extinction protocols, Daniel Holdings wrote a masterpiece on the events taking place now with the earthquakes, the volcanoes, the Cascadia subduction zone, and what it means and what's going to happen to the planet. Because in essence, beyond Bill Gates wanting to dim the sun, the volcanic ash is refracting this glass, its different obsidian particles and stuff that gets blown in the upper atmosphere and stratosphere, but is causing global cooling. It's not causing global warming. And this is something interesting. Not one time in the whole, there were honest climate scientists, 2,000 of them signed that the global warming thing is a hoax. And now, look, they're even going to extend it to, well, we have to lock everybody down for global warming. I can say this, to hell with them, to hell with them, to hell with them. And you must, everybody listening to this broadcast will say we will not comply with another lockdown. Because you asked the question at the beginning, you know, what about the guns? Well, I want to take people to this, and I want them to really take it to the Lord in prayer. Look at your troops. They're all weaklings. The gates of your land are wide open to your enemies. Fire has consumed the bars of your gates. The Chinese have bought off and bought in to the most powerful political figures in the United States of America. The Chinese have bought in to the most powerful corporate heads in America. Oh, you don't think so? Where did Faces of Death Book go? Where did Google go? Where did all of the technological surveillance kings of destruction, that's what I'm calling them, kings of destruction go? They went to China because China had no rules. And China now is going on. I'm going to tell people this, and you better understand. When you see that there is a new Brazilian form of COVID-19 or an Austrian form or whatever haplo group, H-A-P-L-O group, that means whatever unique genetic possessing people are, like Vikings would have their own DNA. They're a haplo group, you know. Native Americans, different Native American tribes have. But the Chinese are rapidly developing bioweapons specifically targeting entire regions of the world for destruction. They have taken the COVID-19 samples from people under their, this is the most sinister plan for America's demise and destruction, but also the world depopulation. Understand, they have every haplo group, or in the process of getting every genetic, unique set of human beings through their family trees and everything else to design bioweapons. They plan to destroy Western culture, Western genomes, and Western reproductive. Now look at this. They've shoved Wuhan down our throat, and they tell us, bend over. We're sticking a swab up your rear end to test you. Every single one of those tests was a genetic test. It was bullshit, S-H-E-E-T, that they wanted to check for the coronavirus. The whole plan at the beginning was to genotype every single person on the planet. And now, Doug, you know this. They're demanding UN make them in charge of vaccine passports. What's wrong with that picture? Ladies and gentlemen, you can argue until you're blue in the face, but I'm going to tell you this. You're going to see plagues break out in specific regions. They're unrelated, and they'll be if Brazil gets, you know, whatever they want to call it, CV22, and this country gets CV48, wait until they get what I call the deep S virus, okay? I'm going to make it as blunt as I can.
Does that stand for Deep Steve virus? I'm kind of kidding in a sense, but.
Yeah, probably it should stand for deep. now I got to get myself out of that one. The deep stuff virus,
there
okay?
There you go.
The deep stuff virus. And what's interesting, and I think people got to understand this, go look up Project Coast. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I've spent the majority of my life researching just to be able to sound, and I don't know everything, but this I do know, and I do know that this is what God is warning and warning and warning and warning. Can you tell me that that verse has ever fit the United States military more than it does today? Nahum 3:13. Look at your troops. They're all weaklings. The gates of your land are wide open to your enemies. Fire has consumed the bars of your gates, giving fighting men pregnancy pouches to let them feel or make them feel what a woman goes through, putting high heels, red high heels on ROTC students. Are you kidding me? Listen, your troops will be as weak and helpless as women. This is the New Living Translation. The gates of your land will be wide open to the enemy and set on fire and burned. Doug, as we're on, and brother, I'm sorry, but this is probably one of the more timely podcasts. As we're on right now, you have just had the entity, the hand puppet for hell, the man who stole the presidency, or was actually placed in its place, calling Vladimir Putin a murderer.
Yes.
Vladimir Putin has withdrawn his ambassador from, I believe, Washington to Moscow. Trump and Putin had a pretty good understanding, not because of the Russia hoax, but ladies and gentlemen, the whole reason for the Russia hoax was to get the Democrats out of the news light for all the deals they made with the Chinese. I believe now, Doug, and this is really hard, I believe now that we're going to see a nuclear exchange at some point in the world. I don't know if it would be the Middle East or the Ukraine prior to summer, unless God intervenes. And I'm asking the Lord, I said, Lord, you asked me one time, if you were to continue to bless America in its state it's in, you're too holy to bless evil. And Doug, I think that's what people have got to come to grips with. You don't vote out evil. You don't hope for the best. We are seeing Christianity vilified. Absolutely, people are calling for our blood. They'll call for our blood. They'll call for our death. And you're seeing now Christianity divided. Blessed be the name of the living God, because he's discerning between those who serve him and those who don't. When you see 500 ministers going over to the LGBTQXYZ side, when you see 500 ministers saying abortion is a sacred sacrament, yeah, to Satan, when you see that, ladies and gentlemen, we are in the land, we are in the time, we are at the place and purpose in history where the seduction of the human race is complete. The seduction of the Christian faith is just about a fait accompli. Sure, there's voices. There's a lot of voices out there, and they're all on the internet. Guess what? Speech they want killed more than anything. They want the Christian testimony, the Christian Bible, the Christian viewpoint, and prophecy. Pretty soon, ladies and gentlemen, they're going to make war on prophecy. They're going to claim that people who speak a biblical prophecy are terrorists because it's hate. That God of the Christians hates gays. That God of the Christians, well, God hates evil, and the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. But Doug, when you have the former salt of the earth, must have been synthetic, or you have the former light of the world, batteries must have run dead, becoming pretty much, can I be blunt, without light and without salt. When you say a man's not worth his salt, means he's road mix. Well, because a church has been so, that which defines itself as church, it doesn't matter if it's a Catholic church, a Protestant, the Evangelical, the Baptist, when they roll over and accept sin, they become road mix. When they become road mix, the next thing they become is roadkill. And now we're seeing, again with the cannibalism, ladies and gentlemen, we're seeing the two things that I warned 25 years ago. And I said this, nobody in their right mind would have put those together. Nope. Whether I was in my right mind then or my critics can question that. But the point is that the point that volcanoes would erupt, the major volcanoes, and cannibalism fills the headlines of the day. That's when the Lord said to me, tribulation starts. He also said, Doug, later than that, because I pondered that. He also said, my people will not acknowledge it, Steve, until they're in the middle of it. I'm not saying this is the middle of the Great Tribulation. That's not what I'm saying. But they won't acknowledge in this world, Jesus said, we're going to have tribulations, plural. And Doug, you're the, you know, you're the analyst. If these entities are saying they want to kill every one of us, if these entities and their hellspawn progeny, the Democrats are saying, we keep lists, and all you 125 million people are on the list, and we're coming for you. Are you kidding me? And if you see the U.S. military now being divided racially and the war on whites in the military, it's what it is. Call it what it is. When this country was America, you had black officers, you had white officers, you had amazing men, amazing women. Color wasn't the thing. But again, I go back to this. I am so concerned, and this is why, again, the conference is called Extinction Protocols. The globalists initiate tribulations. That we had final warning telling you what was coming. Now there's nothing to tell you what's coming. We're telling you the end of this thing at the beginning. The special attention, and this is what I wanted to show everybody. Anybody who signs up for live streaming, they get immediately the access to the DVD, Cascadia, and also Daniel Holdings. Thanks, Eric, for keeping it up there. Special report, Extinction Protocols, the imminent unzipping of the Cascadia subduction zone. They call it the CZS. For the first time, ladies and gentlemen, I don't believe there's, and look, I'm the guy that researches the Cascadia stuff on all the different volcanoes of the world and everything, but nobody's ever done it like Daniel Holdings. It's not flattery, it's just truth. That report, 38, 39 pages, and the free access to Vimeo is for those who sign up on video on demand for the Extinction Protocol conference. I'm accelerating. I've asked all the speakers to get their presentations on film so we can get it into your hands. And again, we're going to be flexible on the date. It wouldn't be later by the grace of God. It may be earlier. But here's the thing. The information there, Doug said it, we have some of the most, you know, I would say this, interesting, brilliant people that are speakers. I'm accepting myself out, okay? I'm the guy that's conference coordinator. But when we get Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and you want to know who took the biggest, strong, the most brilliant stand and her strength and being strong against vaccines, it's been Dr. Tenpenny. When you understand, when you hear her, she's a delight. When you see that we've got, again, we've got Catherine Austin Fitz of Solari, S-O-L-A-R-I. She knows what's going on. She also doesn't live in the United States anymore because of the death threats. We've got Egon von Geyerts, who Gold Switzerland. And Egon probably is the guy I pay attention to more than anybody else out there. And I have some friends that are big time gold and silver analysts, but the one thing that Egon does, he has a more world view, meaning he knows who's buying the gold, silver, who's selling it, because he owns the largest private vault in the world in Switzerland. And Egon is a very, very, very bright man. We got Gary Haven, and Gary Haven, when you see him give a presentation, he does an amazing presentation, and he's going to say some things. Because again, he warned, he puts his money where his mouth is. He's one of probably the biggest, philanthropist, not philanthropist, but a giver to the people in need. He feeds the little children in Haiti, 10,000 kids a day. All the stuff he does, and he doesn't even talk about it. But what he has to offer is the wisdom that God gave him when he raised him up. The Bible says, remember, it's the power of the living God. It is the power of God that giveth you the power to get wealth. And so then we've got, interestingly enough, we've got Paul Begley. I love Paul Begley. You know why? He drives the British press crazy, Doug. Every time the British press goes on their meltdown over the end times, and by the way, they do a better job covering the end times even when they mock it.
I know.
Versus the American press that denies it. Dave Hodges, we're used to what Dave Hodges does. He does a magnificent job. And by the way, a lot of people mock, ridicule, scorn, did everything they could, slander, but his issues on China are now hitting us all in the face. We've got Mike Adams. Mike Adams is the, if you will, what I would say this. He's the Encyclopedia Futurica, okay? The Encyclopedia of the Future. He's going to give one of his knock it out of the ballpark presentations. We've got Daniel Holdings, the author of Midnight Strikes, Judgment Unleashed, the author of the PDF file. Listen, God gave him the ability, and his own testimony is striking, but what is unique to everybody on this is that we're all speaking out against the T word, tribulation. Watch it come into usage. A lot of people wouldn't believe me when I said normal would never be or never be used again, and we're not going back to normal. I said the word selection would cease because there's just simply not enough stuff to satisfy the demand. Today I posted on my website, stevequayle.com, the Q alerts, little piglets. There's piglets that used to sell, farmers used to get $5 of piglets. Because there's so few of them now, and they're going for, I believe, $58, almost 12 times. You can go to my Q alert and see that.
Yep.
But what people have got to understand, and I said this in my warning alert, and I mean this. I'm going to say this. The four horsemen of the apocalypse have begun their ride, and these are not My Little Ponies on a kids commercial on TV. People deal with the end of the age, Doug, as if they're at a pony ride in a carnival.
Yeah, that's very true. And folks, I hope you can hear the hoofbeats of the four horsemen because they're a coming. And yeah. like Steve said, this is not a merry-go-round or a circular pony ride at the circus or a fair. No, no, this is real. And you know what really strikes me. Everyone that I saw on that, on your list of speakers. And although we are promoting the conference, this is not really about conference promotion, what I'm saying here. I find it very interesting. They all have, from Lisa Haven to Dave Hodges to Gary Haven to Mike Adams and Pastor Paul Begley. You know, you look at various web forums, And you look at the reactions to the stories, 5-6 years ago, to what they had posted, the articles or reports, and on one forum, more woo, kind of stuff and hair on fire. And no one, on that one particular forum that I saw really took it seriously. Now people are starting to take this, what they've been saying, seriously. So your ability, I'm just saying this now, your ability to really corral, focus, and provide people with information from all of these individuals, and we get it separately, sure we do. But when they're all talking the same theme collectively now here at the Extinction Protocols, to me, that's a force multiplier. What you've done is you've essentially taken, in my view, you've taken each individual person with a very, very specific talent or specific talents and combined them together, and that acts as a force multiplier in the message and the amount of information that they provide to the people. So this is going to be a very special event, folks. And throw in Daniel Holdings' PDF. Oh, and if I'm not mistaken, a Kennedy half. That's pretty cool too for the DVDs.
Yeah, so, anybody that signs up for the DVDs, they're getting a 90% silver Kennedy half And I think, I don't know if you've Eric Scott's pictures, but the Silver Kennedy halves, one of the lowest mintage, but they're called brilliant uncirculated. What brilliant uncirculated means is that they haven't been out in the shops. This is one right here. And I'm sorry, it's going to have a lot of glare on it. And these things are worth about brilliant uncirculated, worth about $20. So whoever, there you go. Thank you, Eric.
That's why I didn't show mine, because of the reflection, you know, wink, wink, nod, nod, right?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. But anyway, thank you, Eric. The deal is that these are very difficult to get. And Doug, everybody who signs up for the DVDs will get this. We're sending them out, by the way, probably next week, and we'll send them out because I want people to remember at $100, these are $20 now, you know, at $100, these will probably be somewhere around $50, $60. You know, because again, and these have 90% silver, 1964 and prior, half dollars, quarters, and dimes are called junk silver. So when you pre-order your, obviously, your conference DVDs, and by the way, people tell me, they said, Steve, I bought those last DVDs on Final Warnings. And one guy said, I sit down every week. I'm not saying you have to do this, but he says he does, sits down every week, takes another speaker, and he just goes and searches stuff. And he said, you guys have produced people that give us the bottom line, and we don't have to take the 30, 40 years of research or the 30, 40 years of experience or the 20 years or whatever it is. So those brilliant uncertainties. Let me just tell you a story, Doug. I've said this so many times, again, when junk silver is a term that's used for pre-64, half dollars, quarters, and dimes. When those disappear from the market, it's time to know that silver's getting ready to explode. You can't buy, okay, I deal with one of the five biggest outfits in the world. I said, so what's your 90% bag situation like? A trader I've been trading with, I've been in the precious metals market 30, 35 years. He said, Steve, there are none. He said, we're probably 8 weeks back ordered, and that's if the back orders means they take the order for them, but they can't ship them out. Well, fortunately, ladies and gentlemen, I planned this a little bit ahead because I know what's coming. It's not arrogance. Contrary to the critics, you know, it's, I can testify. I know what's coming, and I've told people, and some people believe, and some people, you know, make wrong choices, and their timing's off, and then it becomes my fault. But what I am saying to you is this. Junk silver has virtually disappeared. A junk bag of silver now is $28,000 to $30,000. That's 715 ounces of silver. So, the thing you can still buy is some silver availability. Doug, what's going to happen is what I said years ago. When people understand that the spot price was an artificial construct manipulated by the central banks and what are called the bullion banks, and the day will come, I believe we're there now, where spot price is meaningless. You want to buy an ounce of silver today, it's going to cost you $36, $38 an ounce.
Believe me, I can't
test that.
US
Silver Eagle, it's $40 an ounce.
Yep.
And then what people don't understand, U.S. Silver Eagles will be unavailable because they're going to basically, the mint is already claiming they don't have enough silver, which is true. COVID-19 shut down Peru. It shut down Chile and Mexican silver mines. You need fresh silver in. And that woo statement, you know, Cliff High was just the smartest guy when it came to cryptocurrency 10 years ago, telling people to buy Bitcoin at a buck. You know, I wish everybody listened, including me, but the bottom line is, all of his, if you will, predictive linguistic software, known as the web bots, before the officials in the government stepped in and started intentionally messing with his algorithm, he was pretty accurate. But even his latest podcasts are talking about there's going to be a run on silver, and then all of a sudden there won't be any silver available because the silver is only going to be available to the people that have it and who will sell it or trade it or barter it. Let me just say this. It wouldn't surprise me at some point if a single silver quarter, well, a silver half, excuse me, would buy you probably somewhere around minimum 5 to 10 gallons of gas from somebody who's got it. Mm. You got a farmer that needs to buy something else. That's how barter works. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why the mark of the beast, the technology of the beast, the surveillance of the beast. I don't know if you saw that, Doug, but the surveillance of the beast. Now there's a company that can tell anybody anything that they're willing to pay. They monitor all modern cars. Yep. Well, they sure can't do with muscle cars, because all of the electronics, the infamous tracking chips, all that, and stuff that car manufacturers will not even tell their dealers about exists. They're now bragging about, in essence, we can track you, whack you, and stack you wherever we go. They're not saying whack and stack. They're saying track.
Yep.
So think about this now. Let's get back to the Chinese. The Chinese practiced basically national abortion because of their population, limiting, what, one child per family. Then, ladies and gentlemen, the Wuhan virus shows up on the American continent in different places, starting obviously in Wuhan, China. One of the most famous bioweapons lab there that the United States with Fauci was corroborating with. Huh, but it's not a bioweapon. Then the masks, the tests come from China. And now the swabs, both our northerly and our southerly swabs, go to China. If you understand what China's up to, and I don't know, Doug, how many people will grasp this. I'll be as clear as I can. China plans to biologically and bioweaponize and terminate specific and all other than them and maybe whoever else they decide to let live. They believe that their dragon will reign. They believe they're descendants of the dragon. So understand, Doug, and please chime in on this. They plan to extinct the world's population with the exception of them, genetically, bioweaponly, through bioweapons. And they're doing a really good job at it because we, in essence, you know, bend over, here it comes again. They have literally humiliated the United States. They've shoved it down our throat or up our nose. They're now sticking it to us, pun intended.
Yes.
The contempt is beyond, and do you think Russian Spetsnaz, special forces in Russia, or even U.S. special forces, are excited that they sit around and watch, some of our higher level Pentagon officials who are actually, you know, whatever, transgender, misgendered, not gendered, could it be gendered, whatever they are? Do you think that presents any threat when instead of looking at the weapons development of the Soviet Union, of China, of even Iran. I'm telling you this, everybody who's in the Pentagon that is watching this right now, you guys are compartmentalized, and you don't even get the true story from the higher-ups. And if your higher-ups are not telling you the truth, there's a reason why. Iran already has nuclear warheads.
Yes.
Well, they do. They
yes.
do. Oh, and guess yep. what? By the way, 20 plane loads of Iranian missiles now are in Venezuela. You don't see that, Doug, on the mainstream press. So here's the thing. God says his people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You and I have watched it play out before our eyes all these years being on talk radio together or in podcasts.
You know, you bring up an important point about Iran, too. The Biden... how can I put this? The Obama regime cozying up to Iran. All right. There's a lot of implications there beyond the obvious. Now you've got Biden, of course, attempting to rehabilitate the Iran deal and become reinvolved in that. All right. Again, there's more to what's going on there besides the obvious. And if folks, you might recall too, Jerome Corsi wrote a book called Atomic Iran back a number of years ago. And the stats, the information in that book, if you, again, forward thinking and forward looking, everything that Steve is saying right now, it shows that there are working centrifuges in Iran, that there's weapons production of nuclear capability in Iran. And of course, they're being backed by Chinese technology and Russian influence and technology as well. And I think, you know what? I think President Trump knew this, to some extent, and was jockeying, using his foreign policy to keep everything tamped down. So when he was expelled out of there by way of this coup, you have Biden in there taking orders from, I believe, the Obama people, the construct of the globalists, who are saying, look, we need to move this schedule along, but not just move it along, advance it 4 years, because we lost 4 years in the timetable. So that's kind of what where I'm at. I don't know if that made sense, but that's my observation of Russia, China, Iran as a proxy of both Russia and China, but for different reasons, different ideologies, and where we are as a nation. And our military, shame on Biden. Shame on Vindman. Remember Vindman, the star witness in the impeachment? I think his brother, or maybe even him, he was elevated in rank within the military. Where's the allegiance to? And yeah, go ahead, sir.
Well, I think, Doug, you've nailed it. And again, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to understand the development of biological weapons, you need to look at everything that Kenton Allaback, K-E-N, or he shortened his name to Ken, Allaback, A-L-I-B-E-K, Allaback, used to be the head of the Russian bioweapons development arm of the Russian military called Biopreparat, defected to the West, came and told the dingbats in Congress what was going on. Fortunately, Kurt Weldon, who listened to him and put on the hearings. But what people cannot grasp is the level of sophistication that has been integrated into the bioweapons development. And Doug, this is what's critical. This is why little children are being given vaccines. I cannot contain my mouth, and so I will not speak to it. I'm sorry, I can't. Letting these little humans, the progeny of the human race, be wiped out before us, and we keep our bloody mouths shut. Yes, bloody. America's got blood on its hands. America's got blood on its mouth. The additives of our little brothers and sisters put into food sources. Buy your favorite celebrities cannibalize food producing. This is why Bill Gates is pushing artificial meat. This is why, ladies and gentlemen, Christian, the Ice Age farmer, Christian Westbrook, is talking about what's going on with the lack of access to food. I just mentioned the little piglets. And unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, what that means is there will be food available, but people that could normally eat on a certain level, even just getting enough calories a day. Remember this. Those bastards at the United Nothings, that hellspawn, that incorrigible, if you will, round table of human-hating, God-hating entities that absolutely want to destroy everything this country used to stand for, everything you and I, if we confess Jesus as Lord. They're talking about annihilating us. You think the United Nations, by the way, Lisa Haven put out a great, good night. She put out one of her podcasts on this too. And others are saying, look at the United Nations. United Nations? Does it seem strange to everybody that that's built on one of the oldest slaughterhouse grounds in the geographic area of New York? And guess who gave that ground to him? Oh, Rockefellers. So what, Doug, you've got to understand the ultimate, and you do, I'm using that as a euphemism, you of all people understand, what we all have got to understand is there is no pulling back now. Donald Trump couldn't stop it. Fauci can't be a good guy or a bad guy one day and a good guy the other day. Something's happened. I want to make this clear. I categorically am opposed to Donald Trump's position on vaccines. I categorically oppose that stand. Number one, he doesn't understand mutagenesis. Number two, he's not a scientist. Brilliant, brilliant businessman, but he's not a scientist. Number four, the those who controlled him by controlling the narrative against him would selectively keep important information from him that he couldn't just make a business decision on because that's how he functions. And now people still are clamoring for the bull manure that, you know, he's going to run in 2024. Let me ask you, Doug, where is sanity and logic? How can he run in 2024, be effective when he couldn't be effective in his first run when everything was in his favor? Tell me, where am I missing something there? Because people are still looking for a man to come and save them, won't stand up to take the country back or at least to fight for their families. And ladies and gentlemen, if they take your guns and you're on their list, you die. Forget it. They're going to cut our heads off. Oh, that's very negative. You bet it is. Just like the people knew that got on the platforms that would take them to the extermination camps of the Nazis. People are lining up to get the shot. We hear all it, and then we hear the BS. Somebody says, well, not one person's died from COVID-19. What the hell planet is that guy from? What the hell planet is that? Oh, I get it. He's not from the planet hell. He's from what came from hell to possess him in the first place. Oh, boy, did the lights go off. What does it take, Doug? Well, evidently, it takes something we don't have now, or the country would be up in arms. We're just basically laying down, waiting for him to come and kill us. I believe that's accurate.
Oh,
if somebody can, if someone will challenge me on it, where do you appeal? Can you appeal to the courts? No. Will the Supreme Court even guarantee constitutional liberties? No. Is there any equal justice under the law? No. So what are we left with? We're left with the biblical time of rebellion. And that is where each man does that which is right in his own sight. Because again, when you cut a man's ability to feed his family off, when you see that man or the woman, if they're single, and by the way, single mom, and she sees the tears in her child's eyes or said, mommy, I'm hungry. Daddy, I'm hungry. And the man or the woman, they come to the point of frustration. What can we do? This country is being brought to that point. This country has bowed its knees to the very God of hell, little g. The country has embraced the most, how do I say this? The most disgusting and perverted displays of demonic debauchery, which lead to destruction. And we've already seen it happen before our eyes. I don't watch Grammys, Oscars. I don't watch any of that. By the way, I don't watch the Super Bowl halftime. Ladies and gentlemen, the occult dances before your eyes.
Oh, it was horrific, Steve.
Praise to God. They don't dance on your grave. Go ahead.
No, you know what? It was horrific. I don't watch, hell, I don't even know what that, you know, what they're being awarded for. I get music, I guess. But I saw some of the, performance from that. And for anyone to watch it and not understand the occult, demonic aspect of what's going on, aside from the pure grinding, and that's a good descriptive term, grinding sexuality and attack on our sexuality. It's for people not to really understand what they're seeing. I just don't know what to think or what to say, except the delusion that people are experiencing. The other thing you mentioned, and I don't want to get too far off track, but I want to hit this because I think it's rather funny. You know, people lining up to take these vaccinations. I saw this. I don't know who to credit this to, but I saw this. There are two mice in a cage. And on the left, hey, did you get that new COVID vaccine, talking to the other mouse? And the other mouse says, not yes. They're still testing it on humans. All right, so at least that might appeal to those people who are in the mainstream, that we're not going to go too far in the weeds, or we're not going to go too far. You know, we're just going to kind of look at it for what it is. just that alone should give people pause. That alone should tell the average person, wait a minute, there's something wrong here. So, I mean, if you're not understanding the bigger picture. So all of this together, you know, when you look at everything together and the event that you have coming up, Extinction Protocols, I've got to tell you, I don't think, well, every one of your events have been aptly named. Extinction Protocols, folks, and the subtitle, Globalists to Initiate Tribulations. How can anyone argue with that title? Can anyone take issue with that title? Can anyone not see the relevance of that title? And that title was decided, I don't know when, before all of the stuff we're seeing now. So I want to thank you for that. Folks, please purchase Extinction Protocols 2021. The live streaming, the video on demand, DVDs, just go to the website. In fact, go to stevequayle.com and click on the link to that Extinction Protocols, as well as, and do yourself another favor, sign up for Q-Files, qfiles.tv. But, oh, that's right. When you pre-order your Extinction Protocols 2021, you get all kinds of stuff. It's really cool. The DVD said you get a brilliant uncirculated Kennedy half. And again, I would hold my bank of those up, but well, no, because I didn't want the glare to, you know, but fantastic, as well as the DVD from Daniel Holdings on Cascadia. And wow, it's so there, you know, Steve Quayle, thank you, because you're almost giving this away in the combined savings, and I appreciate what you do. So I kind of went all over the place there, but I wanted to kind of touch on a few things, and I hope I did. But yes, we are in the soup right now, and literally perhaps the soup of the globalists is we're about ready to be eaten. And yeah.
So. There's nothing, Doug, that isn't in play. And that's the, you know, a plan, a protocol, you know, is a way that, you know, you can have a medical protocol for treating something, or you can talk about war protocols or protocols of war. If I looked at the protocols of war, I'm saying, you've got Israeli aircraft, their signal intelligence craft in the air. You've got already bombardment of northern Syria. You've got Russia taking out the rebel, if you will, oil storage base. And I want to ask everybody, and seriously, what and why is Syria such a problem? You know what I think is interesting? Is look at what Christians were able to do. I think Bashar Assad is probably one of the most benevolent, you know, kings in the Middle East. By the way, I put up that Muammar Gaddafi 43-second spot, Doug, yesterday. Did you see it? The 43-second where Gaddafi says the plague is going to be unleashed that will be done by pharmaceutical companies?
Yes, I did. And did you have a date associated with that? Because it's
only 43 seconds. Can Eric find it?
Yeah, he's going to get it now.
Okay. But just okay, look at this. Who ordered the hit on him? Hillary Clinton?
Yeah. Hey, we saw, and he's dead.
You got it.
Yeah.
Okay. And so this is what I want people to understand. The pharmaceutical industries, the biggest, four or five, were basically introduced or brought into this country and existed even through the realm of Hitler, but were brought in under Operation Paperclip. You can't watch even the History Channel or Discovery Channel, whatever, without seeing every compound that basically they've made. And when you get through reading or listening, actually, this may cause this may cause kidney failure. This has been known to cause death. It's in our face. And the, Doug, the alert that's going out that Gen 6, they can go on gen6.com in a little bit, and they'll see the uploads that we're sending up. We're now making our final warning alerts public, and you have to go to the website because I got deplatformed, as most of you know, from MailChimp. I got deplatformed from everything, and it's not like, it's not unusual to me, but this is why it's so critical that people start to do their own research. And ladies and gentlemen, if you see something on the internet, you download it, get it off your internet, because the whole point too, I promise you, the day will come when you will see entire libraries on fire. The only information will exist in digital form, and then only the elite will have access to it. You'll see the day when owning a Bible is a felony. You'll see the day when it's a capital offense. You'll see pastor after pastor, God bless them, and I pray the Lord sends his angels to literally deliver them. But are we standing up for the pastors to stand up for Jesus? No. No.
Steve, hang on a second here. Let's interrupt this with that 43-second
clip. Yeah, thank you, because
All right, here it is.
يصنعوا فيروس وينشروه في العالم باش الشركات الرأسمالية تحصل أموال. الأمصال ما تباع، الدواء لا يباع. إذا كان فيه تباع بثمن غالي معناها تجارة. اعلنوا قولوا الدواء مجاني. الأمصال المجانية مش حتنتشر الفيروسات من اللي خلقوا فيها باش يعملوا أمصال وباش تكسب منها الشركات الرأسمالية. المصانع تشتغل بتاعت المخابرات.
There it is. that made my two Rottweiler security dogs here at the studio look up, both Uday and Kuze. Hey, take it easy. When they saw,
can you let radio people know what happened?
Yeah.
I don't think they can understand that language.
And folks, go to HagmanReport.com and click on the video for today's show to follow along in video. But that's a very important thing, and I'm glad you said that. That was Muammar Gaddafi when he was alive, of course, talking about biological warfare, that they, the globalists, were going to unleash on the world to kill us all. I mean, how else can I describe that? And it was very prophetic – well, not prophetic, but very – advanced knowledge there. And yeah, how long after that was he taken out?
Not very long.
Yeah. The Clinton State Department. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, he was the one that voluntarily offered to destroy and did any of the weapons he had. The guy wanted to make peace. Look, we sat back as Americans and watched the cold-blooded murder for supposedly national insecurity. By the way, I categorically reject national security. All it is a cover for mayhem, murder, manipulation, and ultimate destruction. The key in what Doug just played in Muammar Gaddafi's statement there was the fact that the intelligence agencies are in on it. Brings me to QAnon again. I had an email the other day, Doug, yesterday, asking me, are you the real Q of QAnon? Absolutely not. I have spoken out against them. I will speak out against them. Now there's even a front page on the Sludge Report. I used to call it the Drudge Report. Now it's the Sludge Report. The identity of Q. They'll hang it on somebody, mark my words, but the three guys, one from the NSA, CIA, and DIA, that are the, if you will, the consortium who use the most sophisticated artificial intelligence program to go out and literally sweep the net, finding out emotionally charged words. And then by saying that we have a problem, let's just say this. Let's say every one of us who's ever owned a sports car, and we are all having the same complaint. The same complaint is, man, I've been using Moroso as, that's a real engine fuel additive, Moroso, and I've got to run 130 octane in my tank. Well, you know, if you've ever had high performance cars, you want the highest octane rating you can get, because some of these cars are designed to run at that octane rating. And
that's well beyond my 96 Dodge Caravan.
Okay. All right, well, so Dodge Caravans wouldn't need it, okay? You could divide it by three and run a caravan. I'm not trying to be sarcastic, but when we all start talking about hey, we don't get enough juice out of our Moroso. Good stuff. You know, we are, and we've got high performance cars and they're not performing equal to our expectation. Then this is really simplified. Then the crawlers, the artificial intelligence crawlers and robots that scan the internet pick that up and Moroso. Okay. And that happens to be a brand name, but the point being, and I love this stuff. You guys got high performance cars, put a little in your tank and forget, Tony the Tiger. Man, we're talking some serious performance. But the bottom line is that we're looking at an internet now with so many feelings, so many emotions, so much fury, so much discouragement. And they pick up on it, Doug. And then the AI program looks at keywords. So the minute your keyword is hit, your key concern is hit, your key emotion is hit, they have the program writing in a artificial, intellectually accurate form to respond to it. Yeah, don't worry, Doug. I share your same concern for my fuel additive. You know, Doug, I know. I just heard. And then somebody chimes in on the bulletin board. Well, we heard that they're going to replace it with 140 octane. See how I'm saying the whole conversation of freedom, liberty, our rights, equal justice under law, all that stuff was co-opted. And it's not just one guy who sits in a, you know, playing video games on his keyboard, you know, just coming up with this crap. It was the most sophisticated counterintelligence program ever executed, and that's the word I want, against the American people. Because, ladies and gentlemen, those of you who believe Q and still waiting for that quansense, that's, you know, QAnon and nonsense, what does that leave you with at the end of the day, Doug? So can I tell you something? The desire, the design, and the introduction brought what they wanted. Total discouragement, defeat, and basically impotence.
Can you imagine having a Q-like figure, Steve, during the American Revolution? Hey, don't worry, we got this. You know, at the meetings of at the taverns and the churches and the pastors getting involved, we got this. Don't worry. Just trust what's going on. It may seem like we take two steps backwards, you know, before we get one forward, but we got this. You know, the 3D chess, 4D chess, whatever D chess, it's happening. And look, I'm not, you know what? It's hopium.
Yes,
in my
good
view.
Work.
But it's, I'm encouraged by the people who are asking questions. I'm discouraged by the people who are supplanting action by just information. In other words, you know, if a Q-like figure would have been around during the American Revolution, who knows how many people would have been dissuaded from becoming involved in what was going on at that point anyway, according to stats, around 3% were actually involved. So, yes, you know, and you pointed this out from day one. And how many people are profiting from having meetings about all of these, you know, these, decoding these drops and stuff, you know, oh, well, it's, yeah.
Well, and then just say this, you know, the narrative of speaking up, but more importantly, standing up. The first Q, and I'm saying C-U-E, to me was when they said, trust the plan.
There you go.
Trust the plan. I felt like they were saying, you bunch of idiot humans, watch what we're going to do to you. I'm told by insiders, they even place bets amongst themselves at how fast it will take to get a false meme accepted as truth.
Oh, I'm sure. That makes sense to me.
Can I tell you something? It's become so easy. We've become so sleazy as a nation. Their mind control becomes so easy. And the problem is compromise. Good night. Just go with the flow. Go with the flow. If I had a pastor, and God thank the Lord I don't have a pastor, who would make the statement that, you know, that aborting these little children is sacred unto God, I think I would go just say this. I would for once in my life become a professional baseball player and go to be Sammy the Slugger, if there is somebody by Sammy Sosa. I don't know. I know so little baseball. Let's say Babe Ruth with the guy, you know. And someone says, well, you're not. Listen, God says to fear the Lord is to hate evil. And instead of people going into God's house to worship him, to praise him, to be fellowship, having things in common, you know, the house of the Lord has been polluted. Ichabod, 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 Ichabod. The glory of the Lord's departed. The glory of the Lord's departed. Our gates are bare. Ladies and gentlemen, and I won't say certain things simply because I promise. Somebody says, if I tell you this, will you keep your word? I said, if I don't keep my word, then I'm not worth my word. And he said, this is happening, this is happening, this is happening. I said, where's our Pentagon? He says, Steve, it's too late for them. They were warned 20 years ago. They thought, based on what they could do, that the Russians couldn't achieve or the Chinese couldn't achieve X, fill in the blank. Because they looked at it through their eyes, because they didn't accept the researchers and the engineers and the weapons developers saying it won't work, you better catch up with them, because they just wrote off Kenton Alibak, a biopreparat, the head of the Russian biological weapons program. It doesn't matter which defectors, we pay no attention to them. But it does matter, Doug, to each and every one of your listeners, my listeners, our brothers and sisters who pray for us, those of you who are struggling. Information, remember this right now. You want to know what the value of Hagman Report is? Information is the single most important commodity on the earth. Why is that? I'll give you an answer. The knowledge of good and evil. Quoting Rumsfeld statement, I mean, good night. We know there are things we know. We know there are things we don't know. We know we don't know things we don't know. And it went on and on and on. And everybody looked at each other and said, what the heck is he talking about? You know? Yeah, I mean, you remember that famous statement?
Yeah. We don't know what we know what we don't know, but we don't know what we don't know, or something like that. It was just, yeah, it was twisted.
Put on a couple more things than that. Yeah. So I wish I would have been there and say, sir, then just what the heck do you know?
You cut to the chase on that.
Yeah. Here's, and I love the word bottom line. Ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is human extinction. The bottom line is it's in play. The bottom line is that the mutagenic nature of these bioweaponized forms of viruses, whether it's CV19, and that's just the carrier. I'm telling you, Doug, Ebola's coming next. Ebola is coming next.
You know, Steve, I got an email. I didn't send it to you. I should have. After last week, and folks, if you haven't heard last week's program, what an incredibly, I mean, it was, to me, it was a fantastic, it was one of the best programs with Steve Quayle. But I got an email. You mentioned this, I believe it was, it was last week, about Ebola. How do you see that based on your experience? This was an email I got for you. Maybe you got it and I was carbon copied. Anyway, how do you see that evolving, pushed out, whatever, you know, introduced?
I think the word you're looking at is how will it be launched upon the American people? And how will they do it? How will the stage launch of the real bioweaponized version of Ebola? Ebola is basically, a hemorrhagic fever, i.e. it causes bleeding, filovirus, F-I-L-O. And ladies and gentlemen, it's already Kentucky has announced that they're monitoring 11 people that came in through, I think, Gabon. Is that how they pronounce it? G-A-B-O-N in Africa. But that's not what's going on behind the scenes, okay? What's going on behind the scenes is this. The COVID-19 lockdown didn't destroy the country fast enough. It still had too much resilience. That's because our founding fathers were resilient. You didn't see Thomas Jefferson at the Daily Drag Show. You didn't see the Constitutional Convention basically putting their derrière's forward on Temptation Island, the entire, if you will, situation now that's taking place in this country is we are under a literally a genetic destruction plan. And let's just talk it like it is too, Doug. I think, you know, even genetic Armageddon, that's too obtuse. This is the extinction of the human race taking place before our eyes. This means that your children, most likely, unless they're, you know, if they're young children, if they still can produce children, and everything in the world will be designed to kill human reproduction. Everything will be designed. Doesn't matter if it's things you don't know in birth control. Doesn't matter if it's things you don't know. Xenoestrogens in plastic bottles. That's an estrogen compound that basically causes men to become women. The women were meant to have estrogen. Women were meant to have the ability to bear children and to nourish them. But the point is that, tell me, Doug, where do most people, and because, again, ladies and gentlemen, Doug gets emails that I don't get and vice versa, but Ebola is going to be used for one reason. Because people, when they see the gore, will surrender more. Remember that. There's a new statement.
Oh, yeah. If it bleeds,
when
it leads.
People see the gore, they'll surrender more.
Yes. Yes. Imagine that. Imagine seeing, and Ebola is it ain't pretty. And folks, if you've ever been to a murder scene, that's a bloody one, you know, you just can't unsee it. Okay. So if you see something like an Ebola victim, I guarantee you, okay, the pucker factor, between, the Chinese Communist Party virus and Ebola is going to increase tremendously. So, you see that. So what you're saying is it's going to be released. People are going to see it. And of course, that's going to frighten people, rightfully so, because that's a scary thing. And that's going to force compliance into
a lockdown.
Yeah.
And then the guys come with the suits. Now, let me share this. Ebola is a full scale. It's one of the most deadly pathogens in the world. You don't deal with like stupid face diapers, you know, and you don't even deal with Ebola. When you're dealing with Ebola, you've got to have full level 4, level 5 biological containment suits. You're breathing your own air with rebreathers, you name it. So because it will be so gory, people will surrender more. But here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. Then I want you to follow how this is going to play out. Then they'll say the only safety is in the camps that are Ebola free. You'll think you get to go with your beloved wife or your beloved husband, whatever case it may be, and your children. These perverts, once they get your kids in the camps, I don't even want to go there. You mean to tell me that the nation of Israel, which basically watched the horrific experimentation by Joseph Mengele, the angel of death, in the Nazi termination camps, do you mean to tell me that Israel would be one of the nations to experiment on an experimental vaccine on their own population, including children? I call that the Mengele madness. You mean to tell me that we're going to let these pharmaceutical companies basically take our 6-month-old little children and zap them with something that's going to destroy their, not only their immune system, that's going to probably attack their neurochemical system in their brain, that's going to provide all sorts of detrimental issues. But yet, Doug, the answer is that, yes, we are, because we're doing it now. We're seeing it now. Let me share this. This is how it's going to happen. The new crisis is going to be billed as a crisis, okay? And I want to share this. 11 Kentuckians have traveled to areas with Ebola outbreaks, but risk is low. Now, look, they're slowly preparing the public. They went to Guinea and the DRC, Democratic Republic of Congo, and 2 other African countries experiencing outbreaks, Ebola outbreaks. One of them would be Zaire, and I think the other one would be Uganda. when Laurie Garrett wrote the book, The Coming Plague, detailing the whole Ebola program, then Richard Preston wrote the book, The Hot Zone, about Arlington, Virginia. No, I take that back, Reston, Virginia, and the outbreak in a lab there of Ebola. That was the movie, too, that or the basis. Richard Preston's book, The Hot Zone, was the basis for Dustin Hoffman's movie, Outbreak. So, it's, how did they come? So, as an investigator, see, you're teaching me a little. I listen to you, Doug. As an investigator, how did they come to this country? Where did they land if they land in an airport? How many people in that airport are being monitored? Did they take a taxi? How many people are in the taxi? How did they get from point A, the airport, to point B, their final destination? So, but risk is low?
Yeah.
You know, so help me there as an investigator that you are. Do you see how already they're preparing it? Risk is low? Oh. We heard that before. And then all of a sudden, at the right time, the never let a good crisis go to waste comes on the scene.
Yes, yes. And that statement, of course, attributed to Rahm Emanuel, first said, I believe, by Winston Churchill. Yeah, okay. It certainly would be very easy. Simple, maybe not easy. But, well, maybe easy to and simple to really introduce that scenario that you described. But think of the mechanics of the migration, the illegal invasion migration, and even the legal migration into the United States. But Steve, when you were talking, and forgive me for kind of digressing on this, but can you imagine now that they're putting up the illegal invaders in the the Superdome, I guess. Can you imagine one of those, just one of those individuals having an Ebola, you know, having Ebola and what would happen? Or, you know, being there and then released from there. And of course we've got, and I'm glad you brought this up because this too brings up the entire southern border aspect, the invasion that Dave Hodges has been talking about and that we've all been talking about. But, this is something even, it goes beyond people's comprehension as to what's going on. And I, going back a little, one paragraph further, when you were talking about testing vaccine on children to have Moderna, engage 6,750 children inside the U.S. and Canada to be part of a testing for child COVID vaccine. My question is, who in the hell, what parent would allow, and you suggested this too, what parent would give up their child? You want to experiment on my six-month-old daughter, you know? Be one of the 6,750 children for this vaccine. Go ahead. I mean, what are people thinking when I have no words, man. I mean, I'm out of words, brother. So I don't know how far off the original question I went, but yeah, it's
No. What are they thinking? It can only be insanity, in my opinion. So little loss of life that they maybe think, well, if this one dies, they can make another one. Listen, Doug, we're in a time that's never been before, and Jesus said there's never been a time like it, nor would be again. And he said he shortened the days. There would be no human beings, flesh, left alive. Hmm. Let me throw something out nobody else has talked about. And I want to give credit to Sharon S. Excuse me. Think about the ramifications. I want everybody to start understanding the word ramifications, ramifications, ramifications. She said, Steve, I was coming home from an errand and saw posters for a blood drive. When I saw this, a thought came into my mind. Could it be possible for people who were vaccinated to pass a genetic manipulated vaccine to another person through blood transfusions? Bingo.
Wow.
Thus inoculating the receiver with the mutagenic effects of the vaccine. Bingo. Could you clarify me through your experts if this could happen? It truly is scary. And then I went and reached out, and the answer is absolutely. Yes, in fact, a blood transfusion from that person to another person would indeed pass those things along. This is also true of the new bioweaponized Ebola blood and body fluids is a direct means of because blood and body fluids are a direct means of transmission. I wonder if the blood drive people will demand that all donors be vaccinated or mark the bags of blood, vaccine and no vaccine. This is a valid question to ask. Well, Doug, what about the military? What about blood banks? Where does a blood bank go? What about people in surgery? This is why I say, you guys, you cannot understand this with the natural mind, because the Spirit of the living God must reveal the sinister tapestry, the elaborate woven nature of this. That what she brought up, God bless you, Sharon, what she brought up was so provocative. I literally went like this. I went, whoa, why didn't I see that? She saw it. And now your listeners, my listeners, our subscribers, our supporters are hearing that. I don't want a vaccine. And if I were going to have surgery, thank God the Lord kept me from having to have knee surgery a month ago or whenever. But I would do autologous. I would have them take my own blood, put it on ice or whatever they do to store it. I don't want somebody else's vaccine. You see what they've done, Doug, with this is think of the U.S. military, too. The U.S. military being tested upon, no commander worth his salt would expose his men to a biologically, and they know the story. Better say, Steve, slow down. I was going to say, shoot. They know the story of the entire development of the Wuhan virus, at least the general level, probably, you know, the colonel level. These guys know. So if they're insisting that the U.S. armed services take the vaccine, what is the ultimate goal in that? An unproven, untested? I guess this is why the military hates my guts. But look, it's about your men, Pentagon. It's about your women, Pentagon. It's about the Navy. It's about the Marines. It's about the Army. It's about the Air Force. You're giving some pilot, $100 million plane to fly to defend the United States, and you're giving him a $20 shot of death. Under a national defense review, it must be insisted that no fighting men in the U.S. military are subjected to that vaccine. It's unproven. By the way, it's a violation of the Geneva Convention. Oh, guess what? The UN will oversee that. What's the hope there? Yeah. So the thing is we're watching. Just put this in. We're watching the Nuremberg war trial, fruit of evil, now starting to root in our country. It didn't go away with the Nazis. That's why I wrote Empire Beneath the Ice. They won World War II. They rule today from behind the scenes. You don't know the biggest money interests in the world are controlled by their great-grandchildren. You don't know it.
And you know, that kind of segues into, not deliberately, but folks, if you don't have Empire Beneath the Ice, now would be a good time to get that and understand what Steve is talking about, at least at the periphery here, understand what is being talked about. Steve, can you hold that thought for us just a second here? I have to do a late top of the hour break. You're listening to the Hagman Report right here on the Global Star Radio Network, HagmanReport.com. That's the place to go, HagmanReport.com. And my guest, of course, is Steve Quayle from SteveQuayle.com. Qfiles.2.2.0, and make sure you hit the button to bookmark his websites, plural, and hit the button to become a Qfiles subscriber, okay, to get the access to the Qfiles. It's imperative that you do so. I say that about many things, but boy, I'll tell you what, this is so important in my view, seeing the Qfiles, all of the Qfiles that he's done, especially over the last couple of, I'll say two months. I mean, it was so right on the money and very informative. Before I get back to Steve, I just want to say this. I want to thank the people who have supported us. I want to thank our corporate sponsors as well. And one of the corporate sponsors, this is so great because we had done some work, the repair work, and Eric the Tech had done a lot himself of my office because of water damage, and we accrued just all kinds of credit debt on credit cards and stuff like that because, well, you have to. You know, I mean, you have to because we did anyway. So you take your credit card statements and you put them all across the table and you look, and the average interest rates on credit card debt, whether it's store, you know, big box stores or whatever, cash advances, it's like over 17% APR. Have you looked at your interest rate lately? Well, pay off your credit cards and save with the credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. Rates start at just 5.95% APR with auto pay and excellent credit. It's much lower than the average national interest rate on credit cards. And you can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000 with absolutely no fees. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver, and they do it well. So here's how to get this special offer just for my listeners. Apply now to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Hagman. Let me spell it out for you. That's LightStream.com/Hagman. That's lightstream.com/Hagman. Hagma, two N's on Hagman. Subject credit approval. Rates range from 5.95% APR to 19.99% APR. Include a 0.50% auto pay discount. The lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions do apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Hagman for more information. And as I always say, you'll thank me later, because I know people are saving hundreds of dollars a month and paying their credit debt down and off. Well, I had to schedule because of our fine friends at LightStream. Okay, Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, QFiles.2.0, and Extinction Protocols. You're going to need to really, hey, what a great deal this is to pre-order your Extinction Protocols 2021 conference DVD. See those CJFK half there? Mm-hmm. Brilliant uncirculated JFK half. And there's also, too, a report by Daniel Holdings that you're going to want to have as well, all with the pre-order. So I'll tell you something. This is a great deal. So go to stevequayle.com, click on the link for this particular event. It's going to be in June, and or go to HagmanReport.com and do the same. But either way, do it. The speakers are fantastic. The presentation, as I said earlier, by themselves, they're fabulous. Collectively, man, what a force multiplier they all are. And Dr. Tenpenny, Steve, am I right to say Dr. Tenpenny is going to be on with us April 8th, or at least that's the way it's scheduled?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes, she's going to be on with us April 8th. And I'll tell you what, boy, Doug, we're really blessed to be, you know, able to give some different people that you and I've never interviewed. And I got a 30-minute call with Dr. Tenpenny. I asked my wife, she said, who's got everything she writes and everybody else writes on vaccines, and she said Dr. Tenpenny was the pivotal factor in a lot of people's kids not coming up with autism, because she talked about vaccine and the dangers to them. And I want to use the word, I hate the word vaccination, but I call it vaccassination, okay? Vaccine assassination, vaccassination. The importance of hearing what Dr. Tenpenny has to say. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, the number one terror to the powers that be are the ones that want to kill you and me. They don't care how they get it done, because they have to get it done because of the one they serve. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you this, that each person that's going to be speaking is going to have something that you're going to need at a later point in your life. Again, information's everything, Doug. And though you can search the internet, when the titles for these different conferences are given and articulated, it's to focus in on what I believe God's people need to hear. Like I said, take it or leave it. Whether you believe the Great Tribulation is 7 years long, I don't. Whether you believe there's a singular tribulation event, I believe it's plural and the events are already kicking in. Jesus said, in this life we will have tribulation. Are you prepared for your family? Are you prepared? Have you talked to your children? Have you talked to your children about about what it means to maybe martyred for Jesus. Are you praying? Are you laying hands on your kids? Are you laying hands on your wife? I just got the most marvelous letter. Well, we've been on the air together today from somebody who we helped her mother out. Her mother was a single widow, and she said just that gift, Doug, touched her mother's heart so much that her mother asked her daughter, and this is a loving daughter, but her daughter's a single mother, and her mother's a widow. I can tell you this. When I can say to your subscribers, to your Patreon supporters, to my subscribers and all the intercessors, that's where I really want to go, your giving is touching lives in such a way that it's just astonishing to me. And I would just like people to know that this stuff really does happen in real time. And because it happens in real time, it's so neat to see that we're on the air, and while we're on the air, you know, we can say thank you to all of our supporters. Thank you to those of you who have helped, and thank mostly too for those of you who pray for us. Because Doug, you know, it's only going to get rougher. It's only going to get tougher. Again, if everybody understands there is no more rule of law in the United States, there is no appeal to anyone outside of the King of Glory, the Lord Jesus Christ, then you get an idea of the lateness of the hour.
You know, if I can just stop you right there, Steve, I don't want to, I'm just going to say one thing because you won't say it. The people who support us, if Steve Quayle will never say this, okay? I've seen him help out so many people, all right, through proper use of funds coming in. You know, I see people who say, oh, you're selling another conference. You know, you're making big bucks, multi-million dollar enterprise, you know, on and on and on. Folks, I got to tell you, and again, Steve will never say this. The people he's helped and never said a word, and we'll never say a word. You have no idea. And we try to do the same thing here at the Hagman Report as well. Okay. Because we know that what true tithing is, and I've seen Steve change people's lives in this way. So I just want to put that in there. So if anyone wants to bitch or moan about, oh, you know, you're selling conference tickets or you're doing this or doing that, you have no idea. You have no idea, and you're coming at it from such a level of ignorance that I can't even address it. So I just want to put that out there because I want to thank you because I've seen you touch people. I have one card here, Steve. This is a picture. I love this lady. I mean, I love this lady. This is a picture. I know you might have gotten a similar card. This is a young girl on the front. And you can see her expression. It's like, oh my, you know. And on the inside, she wrote just a gorgeous note. Thank you, Andrea. And it's the caption inside. You maybe can't see this because of the glare. It's official. We're surrounded by idiots. But here, but
that's a nice way of saying it.
Exactly. And she mentions you and Russ and. You know, saying that, thank you. And she's happy birthday, by the way. She's 71 years old. Thank you. Just thank you. Thank you for the nice note. And thank you for recognizing what I just said. But this is, go ahead.
Well, again, Doug, I want to read this because, again, I want you guys to know this is you, okay? And I get a lot of flack. Look, I've never claimed to be anything other than a businessman, but I won't tell what I do because I don't want to lose my reward in heaven. And I want to share with you, when you guys send money to us, and I've never asked anybody to send money. People send money and say, for the widows and orphans, God's touching your heart. I'm not pleading. But let me read you this because I think this is very cool. And it's very cool because, again, this testifies, Doug, to the generosity and the L word, the actual love that a lot of your listeners, and ladies and gentlemen, I know that I have crossover listeners, but I know there are people listening to Doug that don't listen to me. And that doesn't mean they have to, but I'm just going to blow this up so I can read it on the screen. This is an amazing thing. And she said, a praise report. She said, dear Mr. Quayle, words cannot express how grateful I am to you for helping my mother. I know that she was confused even though I told her that I had sent you her information for widows. She truly thought at first that it was a scam and that's why she called you. She was in such shock that someone would value her life that much to send her help. I asked if she thanked you and the Q Team family for their generosity, and she said she could not find any words through her tears. I talked to that woman, Doug, the most beautiful spirit. She was so concerned. And I said, God, this is a lovely woman. He said, Steve, keep your heart open. I'll show you. I have a lot of lovely people. She did exactly as you instructed. She has her own pantry full of items from the blessing of God's faithful. Her pantry's not been stocked since my stepdad passed away many, many years ago. Thank you. Will never be enough to cover our gratitude. I say our because I don't have the pressure on me that I once had of not being able to care for my mother, my children, myself, from my disability. And I say, Lord, I take that praise. I want you to hear me and I give it to the Lord. Every time I get one of those, sometimes I even get accused of puffing up my own chest. Are you freaking kidding me? That's a testimony of a daughter. It's a testimony of a mother. And she also goes on, and I won't go into detail here. She talked about something happened. Her husband that's normally physically abusive, and she has to hide herself in the bathroom. God stopped him in his tracks. Stopped him. All I can say is this, is that God is touching people, Doug, through the platform that you've been faithful with, through the message of all that have come on. But people, I can tell you this, and I say this to my supporters, my subscribers. I say this to Doug's supporters, his subscribers, and I say it to all your intercessors. No greater joy, no greater joy can I get than when someone says, God touched my heart, my mother's heart. God saved my life. One woman, Doug, seriously, one woman sent me an email saying if it hadn't been for the money that we sent her instantly, she would have been murdered. And now she's in a safe place. And God's marvelously, and see, to my critics, may you all see that lake of fire before your eyes. Because every time you knock the work that God does through us, we're imperfect, we're sinners. God knows, if I had my way, I wouldn't be doing this today. But God's having his way because I'm yielding to his way and doing it every day. The magnificent praise reports. And thank you, Lisa, spelled with an E, just because I got a lot of Lisas. God bless all you Lisas. But the point is that we're making a difference. We're changing lives. By this shall all men know that you are mine, that you have love for one another. Oh, but I'm called to crucify that fake Christian Quayle. He didn't repent or whatever. Yet a guy still carries a grudge that's not of his making, wasn't involved in, doesn't know all the issues, and yet somehow the slander never ceases. By the way, Doug, I've asked the Lord and the Lord about this all the time. He said, Steve, you know my word. And I said, yes, sir, I do. They hated you without a cause. They'll hate me. And then if they can't find a cause, they invent a cause, you know? Well, Quayle's putting on another one of those conferences. I treat the people that I ask to speak very well. You don't know, ladies and gentlemen, what I have to fund. And I'm not making excuses. My research team right now in Mexico is six figures. My advisors in Southeast Asia are six figures. So when people tell me, Or Doug, you get a lot of crap that, you know, you either get your stuff or you get my stuff and they throw it, but we both get enough of it.
Yeah.
They have no clue because I will never ask like my team in Mexico to put their lives on the line and go into the most dangerous place. As gringos, you can't go there because you end up dead. And yet absolutely some of the bravest guys, before Jesse, my team leader, my expedition leader in Mexico, he spent 1 year in prayer. I'm so blown away and humbled by the amount of the word of God. God's worked something into him. And Henry Gruber told all the listeners too, the time he almost died at the Serpent Mount, God told him, you didn't have enough prayer and I didn't send you here. God said, you can't go, Jesse, into where I'm going to send you until you're prayed up and until I have had time to move in you through my spirit. 1 year. 1 year, ladies and gentlemen. And trust me, I'm getting emails from him. I'm up in the wee hours of the morning. So is he. And he's probably one of the most informed people on the orbs that people are seeing all over the world. And I'm hoping once he gets back from the expedition, and I won't even tell where he's at, just let me say this. Doug, you and I would not want to go there under any means, under any circumstances. We went there. My guess is we'd never come back.
Yeah.
That's not melodrama. I'll let Jesse tell his own story. He's in a Raiders of the Lost Ark environment. There are archaeologists. There are anthropologists. There are intelligence agencies. There are antiquities dealers. There are people from all over the world trying to buy the alien Aztec history. What your PDF, those of you who supported Doug during our fundraiser, that PDF, that's going to be way attenuated to. By the way, you guys who supported Doug, you'll get it. And I'm sorry, but those of you who supported Doug, get it. And just updates, too.
An amazing, by the way. I can't say enough about that. Even I did not know to the extent of both those PDFs, you know, the part one and part two. I didn't know the extent of the information that's in there and the impact that it will have in the near term. And that's all I'll say, but go ahead, sir.
And Doug, I'm sending you this because she's thanking you for, and I'm doing it right now. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. It's important for me to do everything in real time because I know one thing. If somebody says to you, well, I'm going to kill some time this weekend, you should say, if you knew the terrors that are coming in the months ahead, you'd be redeeming the time. Well, what do you mean? What do you mean? Because the days are evil. We have to get people to understand the last thing we have to be faithful with in our lives is our time. Our time represents our life. So again, these are very evil times. And I think people had just better start to realize that in helping others, it's so easy to do. But we pray first. We ask the Lord, Lord, today, bring me someone that I can speak into their life. Lord, bring me someone that I can help with their life. If I'm in a grocery store, Lord, and I know someone's on a fixed income, I can pretty much scan. I'm not trying to judge a book by a cover, but I can also see sadness when someone bows their head. And seeing an elderly person opening up their coin purse, you know, I don't know what you call it, Doug, but it's a little deal with metal clips and looking for change to buy.
Oh, yeah.
Breaks my heart. It does. It breaks my heart. Yeah. And by the grace of God, ladies and gentlemen, we take care of those. That's why it's pure religion, undefiled. That's why people want to give to widows and orphans and veterans. And I want to make this clear, too. That is to the listeners of your audience, my audience, our audience. That doesn't mean if you know some guy on the West Coast that's a vet, we're called to take care of the family of God that God has given us, I guess you'd say, oversight over and a helping hand unto. So that's why I'm trying to make people understand this. Because, again, there are people that have been faithful to you, Doug. There are people that have been faithful to me.
Yep.
And in their faithfulness, I see a hunger for the truth. If they've got a hunger for the truth, how dare I not feed them? If I've got a widow who's so lonely that despairs for life, that breaks my heart.
Amen to that.
My heart. Or a widower.
Yep.
Or people that are so broken in body, broken in heart, broken every way in the world. and just something, just one touch of care, concern, or a little bit of love showing a lot. I'm sorry, I'm not Brother Love, but I am trying to be a vessel for God to show the people that are responding to us, Doug, that he loves them. And if Jesus loves you, you can't be any more loved in any more ways.
You know, I often think about the widows, the orphans, and I know that sounds like a trite saying, but the people who have no one else, and facing these dark times that we face, and the weight on their shoulders, you know, just to keep their lights on, to keep themselves informed. Some say, you know, I just can't do this anymore. I can't watch. Well, that's okay. You know, hang in there. You're not going through this alone because God's always with us. And they turn to their church and you know, you've said a lot about churches, but it saddens me when I look at the Pentecostal, evangelical, whatever, charismatic, and other movements, other churches, I should say, compromise their faith. They've been influenced by, outside interests and the mainline churches under, for example, the Federal Council of Churches, which is a Marxist covering. I mean, these places have nullified sin, to use a phrase, I suppose, and accepted, you know, they've accepted abomination. They've accepted this perversity that we see out there. Again, even ordaining and putting their imprimatur on homosexuality and all the perversions that we see. So we have to take, you know, we have to fill that void to those people who are turning to those churches that once could depend on them, can't do that anymore. And I think now, you know, Extinction Protocols, that says to me, okay, we're kind of at the end of the line here in terms of, period of respite, if there was one. Maybe it was just gearing up for what we're seeing. So it's up to us to be good stewards, not just with our money, but with our time, and put our energies toward people that need that guidance and the information. If you know what, if you, and this is my view, if you think, hey, I don't need the information, I got it, no worries. God bless you, man, and go in peace. But otherwise, you know, let's go through this together and know that you're not alone, and you're never alone anyway, because God is with you. So that's just my two cents.
Sure, it's never wrong to care. Yeah. It's never wrong to care because somebody didn't care or someone didn't make enough concern. And by the way, these are like this lovely daughter, Lisa. She couldn't feed her mom. She can barely feed her family. And yet she's, again, gets beat up by her husband, or at least gets blamed for everything, yet, you know, God delivered her from a situation. She then went on to talk about, she's been, you know, she absolutely took anointing, everything she could anoint with oil to rebuke the powers of darkness. And this is a blessing. I'm going to post this. I'll never, ladies and gentlemen, post a name or even initials and a town. I'll just post the state. I will not cause anybody undue pain. But she took the time to write me, and because she and others have, I wanted to put up, Doug, because one of the only things I miss really, well, from anointed sermon, I miss the old days when God's people would be touched supernaturally by a miracle of God or by a word from the Lord, and they would get up and testify. That was my highlight, going to Sunday evening church at the Assembly of God, because it was important to set the faith atmosphere by hearing what God was really doing. We're seeing what the devil's really doing. It's time to see what God can really do. And I'm praying that, God, we didn't care. We didn't care for 100 million people, little people, butchered, pharmaceuticalized, you know, ingredientized. We've become a nation of cannibals. And Doug, you and I did shows back in 2000 and I think 5. And you remember that certain general said, Steve, they're turning human beings into cannibals by all of the human cells and the human byproducts, embryonic byproducts they're putting in food. Do you remember that? That's like 16 years ago.
I do. And Steve, to that, I saw an interview. There was a Hispanic comedian interviewing Dr. Fauci, a Hispanic comedian slash talk show host slash reporter. I don't know, interviewing Dr. Fauci and confronted him with that about human, embryonic cells from aborted fetal tissue in the serum, the non-vaccine vaccine. And he denied it. Okay. He denied it. Now, he did say, well, okay, they use tissue from 1985-ish or 1980s aborted fetal cells to do the testing on, but not, you know, not putting it inside the serum itself, the vaccine itself, non-vaccine vaccine. So the reason I said that is when it was fact-checked and you look at the ingredient list from at least two, if not all three, but I can assure you two, no, that's not true. He deliberately mischaracterized what's taking place. So yes, yes. That was a long way of saying, boy, I'll tell you what, you are ahead of the curve in that. So and other products as well, other food products as well.
Here's the thing, Doug. How long do we have? I don't want to.
Yeah, I'll show up now. We've got about 4.5 minutes.
Okay. One of the things about Fausti, and again, Faust is in Goethe's play, a doctor. Oh, interesting. That sells his soul to the devil, who is Mephistopheles. That's a tough one to spell. But what's interesting is what he said he didn't say. There's video evidence to deny it. How about this? How about one of those spineless jellyfish in Congress or the Senate saying, Mr. Fauci, I'm sorry, I call him that. I don't call him anything else. Bottom line is that we'd like to know your financial records and tie-ins to the Center for Disease Creation Control. We'd like to know all of your agreements with the Gates Foundation or any of its subsidiaries. We'd like to know of what really went on when you visited China. We want to know what technology, what virulent strains of COVID-19 or whatever you have shared with the Wuhan. And ladies and gentlemen, here's what you come to. There's nobody you can trust any longer. Nobody except Jesus. The Supreme Court committed democide when Roberts, and he's compromised, good night, the logs to, Epstein's pervert island is a pervert, not pleasure, pervert island, is filled with incriminating evidence. Everybody's being blackmailed, ladies and gentlemen. And the Bible says when you take a bribe, and they were bribed either sexually, monetarily, or whatever, it blinds their eyes to justice. We no longer have justice. We don't. It was Clarence Thomas said, on that day they decided not to hear that major case against voter fraud, said the democracy is dead, or at least he's quoted as saying that. And if he didn't say it, it sure was. That was the finishing touch. There was no recourse. There was no recourse. We watched in the spineless Republicans, rhinos, Republicans in name only. And by the way, if you knew the biggest names of the Republican Party were on huge payouts from the Chinese government, would that change anything in your eyes? Or how about the one that just had his eye blackened? Mitt Romney. You know what that is, everybody? That's an occult ceremony. That means you're going higher up into Luciferianism. Look at all of the vigilant citizens got a great deal on why you see all the celebrities covering one eye. Remember, Harry Reid had the same black eye. It must have been the same shelf. They must have bought the shelf, same shelf brand. That is a symbolic gesture that their third eye is being opened, and that's all relating to the eye of Lucifer. Look at it. You'll see it. You'll see it. I got a catalog from some art company in New York, and every guy's got their hand eye covered or half a canvas. Whenever you see that, that's the Luciferian message. And unfortunately, they understand the message Lucifer is sending to them. Those who claim to be the people of God won't pay attention to the messages God has sent to us through the prophets, through the Gospels, through the book of Revelation. I will remind everybody, the book of Revelation is the revelation of Jesus Christ, the only one who's worthy to open the seals. Only Jesus Christ that God gave to his servant, John the Apostle, on the island of Patmos. Everybody's quoting the book of Revelation, but they don't see it playing out before their eyes, Doug. And the big deception's coming. The big deception, the aliens are on the way. Area 51 sets up a new flight corridor to test out a new TR-3B upgrade. Those are the triangular spacecraft. They can go underwater. They can go into space. They can jump space. Well, I don't believe that. Start believing, people. Open your eyes.
Thank you, Steve. God bless. Gen6.com for Extinction Protocols. Have a good night, everyone. That'll do it. Thanks, Steve. Good night.